Welcome to Sound Advice with Phyllis Nichols. This podcast is for women and the men who love them who are determined to make a difference in the world. You'll hear from other women who followed their own path to success, who are willing to share what they've learned along the way. Be ready to laugh, learn, and be inspired. Who knows? Your story could be next. Your host, Phyllis Nichols, will make sure you see the possibilities in your own life, and even better, give you proven strategies to get you from where you are to where you want to be.
Hi, thanks for joining the Sound Advice podcast today. This is Phyllis Nichols, your host, and we have a great guest with us today. I've been really excited about talking with her. She's a social media trailblazer, a national speaker, and she's the CEO of GhostTweeting.com, Nika Stewart. Hey, Nika.
Hey, Phyllis, how are you?
I'm great. Just want to let people know, in case they don't know who you are or haven't heard about you, Nika's built a reputation for turning entrepreneurs and thought leaders into social media superstars. That's the truth. Her company has really been building social communities and amplifying visibilities of celebrities and those who should be. Nika helps clients leverage the awesome power of social media to spread their messages and maximize brand awareness. And I know some people that use Nika's service, and they certainly sing your praises. So welcome, Nika, and thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
So here at the Sound Advice podcast, I always like to start off with a bit of what is a bit of sound advice that has served you well in your life or in your business.
Yeah, I love that question. I think when I think about all of the advice that I've gotten, the one that stands out, the advice that stands out is good enough is good enough. And what I took from that, I heard that originally from a marketer, Dan Kennedy, who was trying to say that you can't wait until everything is perfect to get out there. You know, you're preparing, you're tweaking, you're making things better. And then at some point, you have to really release and get it out there. So your marketing materials, your web pages, even your products and services, if you wait until they are absolutely 100% perfect, you will be waiting forever and you can never actually get started, because things can always be better, yes, and you want to be the best you can be, but at some point you really just have to put yourself out there and then tweak as you go. Because otherwise, you know, there are so many people out there who are wanting to start a business or wanting to release something new and put something out there or launch something, and they're still waiting. And then there are people who put things out there when they're really good enough, and then they improve as they go. And those are the people who are really succeeding.
Oh, I love that. And I love Dan Kennedy's stuff. And you're so right. You know, I call that like preparing to prepare, right? Or preparing or planning to plan. You know, it happens. I mean, I think we have good intentions, right? Like, we really want things to be good. We really want to do our best. But sometimes, too, don't you think that what's really coming into play is just fear, whether it's hitting the publish button or sending that letter to somebody or making that phone call, whatever. I mean, it's just whatever that action is, it's just kind of scary sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. It does come from fear of failure. Maybe it's even fear of success, but it's definitely fear. I know for me, it's kind of fear of embarrassing myself, of not doing good enough.
Right. And that's a very legitimate concern, obviously. You know, we don't take that lightly, because we do really want our reputation to be good. We want to have, do a good job for our clients and things like that. So it's certainly, now, when you run into a situation now, and I know your business has grown, or you sort of run into that fear block, what's a way that you use or a strategy that you have to kind of keep you moving forward?
That's such a good question, because it actually doesn't stop. I think that we all think, well, as soon as we get past the startup phase, as soon as we hire our first employee, as soon as we,
right,
whatever the next thing is, then those fears will disappear. And
yeah,
they don't. I think they change a bit, but it just happened to me yesterday. I've been doing these live video streams, and even after 100 of them, I still every single time go, oh my God, should I push the button and start? Are people going to laugh at me? You know, every single time. But I think the habit makes it easier. Number one, when you get into the habit of doing it anyway, suddenly it's It's almost, I like to say it's like brushing your teeth. You know, it was hard to do when we were 1 year old, and we didn't know how to do it. And now you do not think about it. You don't think, should I brush my teeth? Do I really have the time? Can I skip it today? You know, you just do it. So when it becomes a daily habit, then you don't have to, the fear is still there, but your habit is to do it anyway. And I think that's one thing, but I think also having support. I really cannot run my business without having friends, colleagues, a mastermind group, a brainstorming group, a support group. I need to have people around me because it's lonely and you could get into your head and just talk yourself out of doing anything. So having support is extremely important for me.
Oh, that's great. You know, you actually hit on two things that I really want to go back to just really quickly. First of all, I love your statement about, you know, habit makes it easier. It's like the decision's already been made, which I think can be helpful.
Yeah. And in order to get there, you do have to go through the fear. And I've heard people say courageous people don't stop having fear. They just do it anyway. So the fear is there for people who feel scared, and the fear is there for people who feel courageous. So don't think you're not waiting for it to go away. You're doing it anyway.
Yeah, that's great advice. I love it. The other thing that you mentioned that I want to talk about, because I believe it's also super important, is the idea of support. So what would you recommend to someone if there's, you know, just someone even in a corporate job or someone starting a business or wherever we're at on our journey? About building a support team, what kind of suggestions would you have for somebody that's looking and that could benefit from that?
The first thing that I ever did is really just ask some other people, hey, do you also have these fears, or are you also struggling, or would it be great for you to have support too? And you gather a group of like-minded people. I think that's the easiest way to get started and have regular get-togethers. It needs to have some organization. Otherwise, it can be, you know, having friends is great. If you have good friends who you can call on at any time, that's terrific. But we're all so busy and have our own things that other people perhaps can't relate to. If you can find one or two other people who can relate to your struggles, then you really have a great group that you can have phone calls once a week, you can meet in person once a month, whatever it takes. If you can really stick to that organized meeting schedule, then you have the beginnings of a terrific group. Now, I think once you get past that, when you feel like that's not enough and you need more strict, leadership and support, there are many groups out there where you pay to be a part of the group. And I remember struggling with that because I thought, why can't I just do this with friends and not pay? Well, there really is a big difference. Not every group that you pay is perfect, but there are high-level groups where you pay and you get what you pay for. You have the leadership and you don't have to worry about making sure everyone is held accountable. What you're paying for is holding everyone accountable. So yes, start by just having some other people in a group. If you can make that work, terrific. And when you're ready to step up, find a good group. There are so many. It depends on what you're looking for. There are many entrepreneurial groups. There's entrepreneurial women. There's startup groups. There's executive groups. No matter who you are or where you are, there's a group for you.
Right. Now, that's terrific information. And I agree that the support, you know, peer-to-peer support, it can be very helpful just because you can definitely helps with that I'm not in this alone kind of feeling, which sometimes, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, especially, you can feel that way and it feels a little isolating. So having somebody else that you can talk to or go, hey, what did you do when you ran into this, that kind of thing. You know, but the other thing I know, and I know that your business has grown substantially, so let's talk about the things that you did at startup. Obviously, as your business grows, you know, what kind of got you to step one or step two doesn't get you to step five or six. So can you talk a little bit about, you know, anything that you did or some advice that you might want to share with someone who's maybe at that phase going, okay, I am looking for more of a paid mastermind or a paid group and that sort of thing. I'm ready to take my business to the next level. What other kinds of steps might you recommend?
In addition to getting having a support group? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think, you know, it's funny because it's fun to remember, not that it's been so many years, but as you grow, you come upon your own struggles, and sometimes you have to remember, oh, yeah, something a few months ago was so different. So you can't think of it the same. You can't, like you said, you can't
right.
solve the next problem with the same mindset.
Right.
So to step up to the next level, I think what I have always liked is to be around people who are at the next level, or, you know, one or two steps ahead, but not more than that.
Right.
One mistake that I have made is I've either been around people who are maybe a few steps behind me, and while I feel I can help them, I didn't feel that they were inspiring me. And okay. then I did the opposite, where I got into groups where there were people who were so far ahead of me, which I thought would be terrific, but I couldn't relate, and they couldn't relate. So
okay.
it didn't help anyone. And even though I thought, oh, my God, I can't believe how fabulous this is that I'm in groups with people who are earning multiple seven figures and I get to pick their brains, and it didn't work. So I think one thing you do want to remember is, no matter where you are, find people who are similar to you, having similar struggles, but also have experiences that you don't have yet. So you can learn from them, and you have experiences that they don't have yet, so they can learn from you. It has to be a win-win, and that's how everyone grows. So, you know, I think learning from my mistake is that I always wanted to find a group of people who could inspire me, but there are people
right.
who are, they're just too far ahead, and you know, and so some of them were saying things like, well, just hire someone and pay them $150,000. And I was like, well, I can't do that yet. So I can't learn that yet. You know?
Right.
So
right. Yeah, I'd love to do that, but that's not where my business is.
Right. Yeah, and they couldn't. So you do need to find people who can say, you know what I did last year that helped me, rather than, I can't remember 5 years ago when I did that. I just can't relate. So looking for those groups, and I think there are groups. Certainly Google helps you find groups that feel good to you. Ask around, go to trade shows, industry events, be around people who have your experiences and further, you know, and are further ahead than you, and ask them what they're doing.
Right. No, that's perfect. That's really great advice and very helpful. Thank you for sharing your experience with that. So that's neat. Well, now I know we haven't really talked about ghost tweeting, and I do, since you're a social media expert, I do want to just touch on that really quickly from an advice standpoint right now. And social media obviously is just this really huge, vast sort of thing. So, but if there's one sort of tip or one thing that you feel like is super relevant today that people should know about regarding social media or interacting or anything, you know, what's kind of right at top of mind for you and your team right now?
Yeah, wow. So number one tip, that's always so tough. I think that, okay, so then my number one tip really would be, instead of looking at the overwhelming choices that there are,
right.
because you can get so overwhelmed with how many platforms and what you should do every day on every platform. My number one tip to anyone who is looking to get more visibility and grow their brand on social media is to find one platform and go all out on it, rather than do a little Instagram and tweet a few times a week and try to have some pictures on Facebook. You know, all of that. Periscope is new, and that's exciting. And every new thing out there, we all want to try.
Right.
But that actually dilutes your impact. So it's like you can either give 100% of you to one platform or 20% to five platforms, because we're human. We don't have, you know, unless you're outsourcing and you do. And so, of course, that at ghost tweeting, that's what many people do when they are ready. They come to us to add another platform or two or three when they
right.
have the resources to do that. But if you're doing this on your own, you can't. You have, you know, you have 24 hours a day, and you also need to eat and sleep and have a family and run your business. So choose one platform and go all out, and you can really have much more success. So ask me more questions.
No, that's terrific advice. I think, you know, you're right. Having just really decide on a platform and then own it, kind of just really own that space for your business. Now, obviously, ghost tweeting is the next step for a lot of companies. We're going to have links on the website and the show notes about how to get in touch with Nika and her team. The website's ghosttweeting.com. But just really very briefly, if you would like, somebody is interested to have you kind of help them with that. I know you do more than just push some tweets out there and that sort of thing. Give us sort of the getting started part. If we decide we want to go to ghost tweeting, what would that look like?
When clients come to us, we need to first, of course, figure out what their business is, what their goals are with social media, and who their target audience is. So if your audience is a certain group of people who are mostly getting their news and hanging out on Twitter, then we would create a Twitter campaign where we write posts and tweet all day, every day to reach the maximum amount of your audience, to show you off as a leader in your industry. And then we look for who you want to notice you. So there are certain influencers who should be noticing you and sharing your information. Perhaps there's the media who should notice you. There's your target clients, your potential clients. There, maybe it's publishers if you want to publish a book. So depending on your goals, we look for those people on Twitter. We put them in a list and we monitor. We put them in a dashboard and we monitor what they're doing on Twitter. And then we do things every day to get their attention for you. So we're doing things that are sharing their information. We're commenting. We're conversing. We're building relationships with those people you want to notice you in really giving ways, because social media is not about, you know, give me, you know, click my link, buy my stuff.
Right.
That doesn't
work.
So when we give, you know, like in life, it's pretty much common sense. But so we're doing these giving things to get attention and build relationships with your target audience. And the goal is to really reach your objectives. It's maybe more traffic to your website. It's getting media attention. It's attracting paying clients. It's building relationships with other influencers. And that's what we're doing on your platforms with your, you know, to get you attention every day. The consistency, I think, is bottom line what works. You can't go on once and expect to get results. So it's the consistent building of relationships and posting every day that gets the results. And that's what we're doing for our clients.
Wow, that sounds incredible. Really, you're doing two things. I mean, the consistency, but also just being very strategic about what you're doing. You're not just sort of randomly throwing out links and things like that. You're really being putting a really cohesive strategy together, which I think, unless, you know, again, we're an expert in that field, can be a little challenging. So thank you. That was really a great tip and a great explanation of how that works as well. I think a lot of people benefit from understanding really, you just sort of laid out how to have a really effective social media strategy, which is incredible. So thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. And I love how you said strategic, because that really is what will make you more of a superstar. Too many people are haphazardly posting and engaging.
Right.
When you have your goal and then each thing you do is remembering what your goal is, then you're more likely to reach your goal.
Right. Well, great. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Nika. I appreciate you taking your time and certainly sharing all of your information with us. We really appreciate it and appreciate you being a guest on Sound Advice Podcast today.
Thank you so much, Phyllis.
Till next time, have fun, be you, and share your sound advice with the world. For more info and show notes, or to connect with Phyllis, go to soundadvicesales.com or on Facebook at Sound Advice Sales.
This podcast is part of the Sound Advice FM network. Sound Advice FM, women's voices amplified.